That, as I'm sure you already know, is the much-beloved Bandai Namco video game character, Pac-Man. But what exactly does he have to do with Falcon's Prep School Richmond? Here's the head of English, Thomas Westby, to explain.
So Falcon's Prep Richmond and Bandai Namco are neighbours. We're just down the road from Richmond Station. We got in touch with each other, and Bandai, Lee at Bandai, invited us to bring some of our boys to learn at Bandai Namco itself.
So, the kids receive a lecture from Lee Kirkton from Bandai Namco about the history of games, Pac-Man, and all of the various roles within producing a video game.
At the end of the cycle, they present their gaming ideas to Lee, and he provides them with feedback. So it's been a really amazing opportunity for the boys to be creative and think of positive messages, and also for us to practice our writing skills as well and our speaking and listening. So the boys have been doing some persuasive writing, trying to persuade Lee that their game is the one that he needs to take on, and also presenting with speaking and listening skills and developing their ICT skills as well. So it's been a really amazing project, actually. The main idea is to just create their own pitch. So they have a PowerPoint presentation, and from that they can be as creative as they want. So some boys found some images online, some boys drew some images themselves, some boys even made models of what their environment might look like, which was incredible, out of whatever they could find in the house.
With such a crowded field, I wanted to know what it took to stand out, a question I put to Thomas.
I think I would have to choose. There was one which was about you got transported back in time, and you had to make your way back to the present day by completing a range of challenges. And the message was, it was like a historical education, you know, through British history, because you, in your various challenges, you had to do pit stops at different important times in history. So I thought that was a really good educational message, and also quite fun.
So who does the unenviable role of selecting a winner?
So my name's Lee Kirkton. I am the Communications and Marketing Director at Bandai Namco Entertainment.
So one thing that's clear from all of the conversations is that it's incredibly important that the games the boys are pitching have a clear altruistic message, which is something I asked Lee about.
I've always put them in a position where I want them to focus on positivity and things that are really important, and, you know, not violence and things like that. They could have a superhero that could be saving the planet and things like that, and with their own character name. But I've seen so many game ideas and character creations. I mean, the one, you know, I had one recently where it was a simple donut, you know, with an actual name that escapes from a picnic basket. And part of that game idea is to obviously get from the picnic basket to the end goal, going through the park, avoiding animals, avoiding people trying to eat you. And it's just kind of like really crazy, but really ingenious little concepts they've got going on. But some of the ones that have really inspired me have been some of the ones about saving the planet and helping people along the way and being rewarded for doing good tasks through the game, such as, you know, helping somebody that might need help, or there's been plastic thrown in the pond and the plastic is, you know, is a problem and you need to clean all of that up and you're rewarded for helping the planet. And I think it's just, there's so many after presenting to them and watching them work as teams, as they normally do, and using each other's skill sets to, you know, one of the children might be a great writer, one might be great at drawing, one might be really good at the business side, because there's small amounts of business in there we want the children to think about. You know, how would you tell people about your game? How would you market it? How would you invest money if you could tell people about it? And it's really great to see them come up with these brilliant plans and watch them present. At the same time, now doing it during the whole lockdown process, I thought it's even more important, because a lot of children are at home and they're probably feeling, I know they are, I have a 10-year-old myself, but they're feeling the difficulty of everything as much as we are as adults. So for them to have a project like this to work on independently at home, working with their parents and getting the ideas from their parents. And there's a lot of nostalgia from the parents as well. And, you know, a character like Pac-Man and the history of games, and they can help their kids. And I've seen some brilliant, nice little concepts from the children working from home.
One slightly cynical question remains. What's in it for Bandai Namco?
What do we get out of it? I mean, to be honest, happiness, which sounds a bit corny, but it is. That's what we get out of it. We're not, we haven't done any, it's not like we're using this as a PR angle, because we're not, because we never, we haven't done that in 3+ almost 4 years of doing this. Personally, I felt very happy about doing this, especially during the lockdown, because I have, like I said, I have a 10-year-old son who is frustrated working from home. And the work that he has to do through his school, he will complete in 2 hours. His mindset is not on doing that work because he's not with his friends. He's not interacting with the teachers in the same way he would be if he was at school. So giving them a project like this to work on actually helps them. It helps the parents and it helps the teachers. And I think there's a lot of positivity in that.
Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a level I need to complete.